Okay. Now are you gonna play with everything in my car?
I just woke up 5 minutes ago.
I don't care. Anyway, welcome back to the Matt and Colby podcast, where we talk about random shit every goddamn day of our lives.
It's kind of funny, though.
It is. It really is. But welcome to the new episode, what, 4 now?
4.
Did my first solo episode by myself.
Still haven't watched
number
that.
3. Good to know you support our goddamn fucking podcast.
I do. I have to update everything.
So update everything.
I can't.
Why?
Because I have a $31 charge on Apple and they won't let me. I called Apple about it and they said, no. You gotta pay the $31.
This is what happened when you're poor.
Shut the fuck up. I am poor.
I know. That's... Not my problem, but anyway. No.
So yeah, I've been gone for a minute.
Yeah, he's been gone for a while. This is the first episode, just me and him again. So you want to talk about where you've been?
Yeah.
Let's talk about where you've been. This is all you know. You do you.
So, I was going to start doing shit again. Posting again. And then my TV broke. And then I had family problems and I just slacked. I got tired. Mm-hmm. And I still don't have a TV, so I won't be able to post for a little bit. I've been borrowing my brother's TV. Because I am poor and I ain't get a new job.
Oh, which, by the way, I talked about you being fired from Domino's. I didn't remember if we talked about you getting fired yet, so I said...
You a bitch!
I told... In that episode 3, I'm like, he got fired from Domino's. I know he wouldn't care if I told you, but he got fired from Domino's. Okay. So, I told him that, but everything else I didn't say.
Yep. I burp.
I know this.
I burp.
Car's not on for that shit.
Yeah, it's been a long couple months. I'm gonna say that now. It's been a long couple months, and I'm trying here, but it's just a lot is getting in my way.
Especially now that we kind of got ourselves a schedule going for the podcast now. We're going to try to post every Saturday.
Yeah, stuff happened yesterday, and I was like, this is not affecting tomorrow.
So we're going to try to post every Saturday. It's going to be a new thing, new process, and it's going to be difficult for us to do that. Because we never get really a set schedule, especially when we post videos. Like, we don't have a set schedule for when we do that. Mm-hmm. And as much as I've tried, it sucks ass, but... It's the grind, you know, it's hard life. Sometimes it's a hard life for YouTubers and podcasters and whatever. I don't know how they can do it now these days, but it still sucks for me, in my opinion. But. Smaller. What phone do you have?
11.
I have an 11.
Oh, no. Let me see this shit. Oh.
No, that's the case that I used when I jumped in the water. Hmm.
I'm getting sidetracked, I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Let me see that. I just woke up, so, I'm a little slow.
His mind process doesn't give a shit.
At all right now.
Since he just woke up. Today we talked about one topic so far. Good start.
You started off with me.
Yeah. And we also said the podcast schedule, so that's 2.
People,
yeah. We're still in the process of trying to get people on our podcast. We do have a few people lined up. One of our friends and one of my old editors wants to be interviewed, so we're probably going to end up doing an interview. That's probably going to be our next episode. It's going to be interviewing somebody since we haven't done it yet, and it's the 4th episode in the first season. Mm-hmm. We are going to make a season 2. We don't know when we're going to make a season 2, but for right now, we're making season 1, and we're going to continue with season 1. Don't know how many episodes of season 1 yet.
No one asked, dog.
If you guys want to know what that was, we're in a church parking lot.
That might be going on for a few minutes.
Yeah, so you guys are going to be hearing a church ding.
Holy God and Holy Spirit. I don't want to hear your bell no more.
Why did we park here?
Your idea.
You said go to the church, go there!
And you said I was planning on it.
Because that was the only spark closer, but I didn't know that was going to go off. Shut up! Please! I thought it listened to me.
One of the people, the sneak peek of one of the people is, his name is Chris Crocker, and then we got Marvel, then we got, what, who else?
Probably Bailey Brown from Imagine Podcast.
Yeah.
I want him on.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna be an episode.
Just keep talking.
This is pissing me off, you know? Like, you done? Hey, buddy. Anyway, you guys might know Bailey Brown from Imagine Podcast. They did the Imagine Podcast together for a bit, for like about 2-3 years, actually, for a few years. And then they stopped doing it, which I wish they wouldn't, because it was a good podcast. This is pissing me off so hard.
Keep talking, ignore it.
So I want him on. He'll be on probably eventually. Chris Crocker is probably going to be the next one, the first guy on the podcast that we're going to interview, or Bailey or Marvel. Don't know. We'll have to pick which one we want to do first together and choose together and make the podcast together and not just be me doing it all.
Right.
You need to get into the habit of doing it too. Mm-hmm. So it's taking some time for us to do this podcast, guys. I'm sorry. We're new at this.
Stuff has changed.
I started my own podcast by myself. I'm not used to having another co-host. This is pissing me off. I'm trying to ignore it as best as I possibly can right now, and you're just gonna fuck my case up.
Don't
putting it in. You know, that's where a SIM card goes, right? I'm sorry. This bell's pissing me off. How long is it going to keep going off for?
I don't know. It's 10:50 in the morning. How? Why?
Does it stop at 11?
I don't know.
That's going to suck. Then, like, half this podcast, we're going to have a bell in the background. Are we Satans? Is that why it's ringing? When we die, are we going to hell because of this?
Hakuna Matata.
I take it as a yes.
I'm fine going there. You want to know something funny? Oh.
Did a death happen? Are we parking somewhere where it's...
I rode my bike yesterday and I wiped out. I was texting and riding. I went like this, and then I looked up. I was like going like this, and then I looked up and branch. I fell off the bike.
We could talk about this. I did my first burnout last week. Mm-hmm. I did my first ever burnout on a. Sorry. On a,
what the hell? Is that a U.S. funeral? Is that a veteran funeral?
So Saturday, there was an event in Lebanon, Maine called the Forum for Proving Grounds in Lebanon that me and my girlfriend go to every time there's an event happening. And I bought for $300 a 03 Ford Ranger, and I turned it into an Enduro car because last event they did an Enduro race, and I was going to do the Enduro race with that truck, Well, they ended up not doing the Enduro race. So, I ended up doing a burnout with it. Because they did a burnout contest, and I won second place in $100.
Okay, you won
second. And I smoked the place out by, and you couldn't even see the truck. Mm-hmm. It was funny. It was awesome. That bell's weird. And it was actually a pretty good day when that happened. Is it done now? I can roll my rentals back down. I think a funeral happened.
I think so too.
Because that was a very depressing bell ring.
It was a national anthem.
Oh.
It was a veteran funeral. Maybe. I don't know.
Who knows? Sorry. We're getting, we're getting distracted on this church over here.
My ADHD can creepy. Pull anything.
It's creepy, man. That was creepy. I'm not going to lie. But yeah, burnout happened and it was pretty awesome. It's on my YouTube channel, Golden Joe 3 Games, if you want to watch that. It's pretty dope. It's called my first ever burnout.
Isn't it a short?
No, it's a video. It's like a 2-minute video.
Okay.
So go watch it. You guys will love the burnout. Watch at the end is when it got better. But
we can talk about you getting banned on TikTok.
Oh, fucking hell. Okay. Yeah, I got banned on TikTok. My 3,000 follower account got banned on TikTok. Fucking
banned for a live stream, man. I don't banned think
it
for banned.
No, it got banned.
You got banned.
I opened up the app in the morning. This account's been permanently banned. Please log in to a new one.
Damn. That
so I have my new TikTok, which I've been. Yep, it's a funeral. There's flags on cars.
Uh huh. Veteran.
Yeah.
That sucks though. Because that you had a lot of followers on that account.
Yeah, I did.
And for you to get banned for no reason is
well,
crazy.
I got so what happened was I was joking around saying, "Oh, if I hit 1,000 subscribers on my game channel, I'll make an OnlyFans and take pictures of my nipples, of my titties, and sell them on there for $1."
It was funny.
It was pretty funny, and I got banned.
Yeah. You know, it was crazy that, you know.
I told me I was done live streaming. Like, oh, that's fine, whatever. I didn't think my account was going to be gone. I'm like, oh, I can still make videos on my account. Nope. So now I have a new one that I've been posting on almost like every single goddamn day of my life.
it's funny that you talk about that, you say that, and you're not even showing anything.
And you want to know something?
And there's people, there's women half naked.
I was going to say, do you want to know something? I literally came across a TikTok page where black women and white women were nipples out, their tits were out.
I know, I seen that.
It's like, I'm not trying to be racist, but it's black and white people mm-hmm. with their tits out, and I get banned for just talking about mine. It right. kind of pisses me off. Like, I understand women have like different bodies, mm-hmm. and like, I understand, don't get me wrong, I completely understand, but like. It's not like I'm whipping my dick out on fucking live stream. Like, look at my dick.
Yeah, you're like.
I was just talking about if I make an OnlyFans when I hit 1,000 subscribers, I will sell pictures.
As a joke. It was a
of
joke.
Of my tits. Yeah. As a joke.
Yeah.
And it got me permanently banned. And then next day later, 24 hours later, my TikTok got banned.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not like, come on now.
Like,
there's girls on there who wear thongs, bras, lingerie on live streams, and they don't get banned. Mm. But yet, when I talk about my tits that aren't even fucking jugs like some girls have,
yeah,
they're flat chested,
dude,
hairy fucking nipple that never got shown, mind you.
Yeah.
Oh, I said something about it. Oh, you banned.
That's just.
My dick's not out. Oh, you banned.
It makes no sense.
Like. There's other girls and there's other people and who are doing worse things on social media than somebody sitting here saying, oh, when I hit 1,000 followers, I'm going to get a fucking OnlyFans account and start selling my nipples for $1.
For like, $1.
Like, come on now.
Yeah. It's crazy why nobody wants to be on TikTok anymore.
I know.
It was with the mood of Facebook and Instagram.
Like, I'm just.
Like, I've never seen women on Facebook like that until, like, now. I was like, what? Gone. And it's just, it's What has this world come to? That's all I have to say. It's,
I don't
it's
know.
So
especially with
lately.
Like the young kids now, like learning about porn, watching porn, parents not giving a shit what they do, destroying the universe where we could still be living here years and years from now. We're probably gonna end up like Wall-E, bro.
No, for real.
Like trash all over the place. We have to live up in space. Can't walk. We're gonna be fat as shit. I'm probably not gonna be fat as shit because I've been staying skinny all my life.
Right.
No abs, but that's fine. Not gaining any weight. But even though, like, this world's become shit, like, I think it was in Portland. Me and Emily went to Portland to go to the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy was gonna go park at a spot. He didn't park there because there was a fucking needle there.
Really?
There was a needle on the ground where he was gonna park.
Yep.
It's like,
people just need...
What the fuck?
I get it. People have problems.
But they don't need to leave it on the ground for other people to pick
or
up.
That,
or die to.
Or, yeah. Just don't do drugs in general. That shit kills you.
Like, I'm just... It pisses me off, man. Like, all I did was talk about my nipples. Didn't even show anything. I just talked about my nipple, and then 5 seconds later...
Inspirational quote. Ready for this? Don't be depressed. That shit makes you sad.
That's Colby right now. But, like, just talking about my nipples, saying something about, oh, I can make an OnlyFans, sell my nipples for a dollar, call it good, and then fucking get banned. It's like, there's other girls out there that are wearing fucking lingerie, nipple showing, pussy showing, ass showing, half fucking naked, not getting banned, but I get banned for just saying something about my nipples.
That makes no sense to me, because, like, you're...
I'm still fighting it to this day. Like, good. I'm literally fighting it, because, like, that's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, you need to.
I'm still pissed about it.
You ever think Logan Paul was gonna get married?
No, let's talk about Logan Paul getting engaged, actually. Yeah, Logan Paul, if you guys haven't seen, if you guys follow Logan Paul, he's the creator of Prime. The good drink. Fucking sponsor me. He got engaged to his girlfriend that he's been dating for a while. And we grew up watching him and he got married.
You know, if you told me 3-4 years ago Logan Paul is gonna get married, I wouldn't believe you. I would not. But he's grown up. Like, I never thought he would. But he's grown up so much. His brother's still a dumbass. But he's grown
up. They both
too.
Been growing up.
I know.
They really are. Except, look what they become, dude. Like, they got these nice ass houses now, man.
They moved to Puerto Rico.
They did a lot.
Or whatever.
They've done a lot.
Behind
in the
scenes.
Past years.
And Jake's got a warehouse in Puerto Rico.
Logan's at the warehouse too.
Yeah.
Jake's got the big nice house. Same with Logan.
Mm-hmm.
It's like those guys are insane.
You want, yeah, and it's like people give them so much shit, and it's like, dude, they're growing up.
I see why they give them shit. I can see it.
Yeah.
I'm like, you gotta give them some props, man. Logan made the best drink. Jake can actually fight. Like, he fought Tommy Fury. Granted, he lost, but he still fought Tommy Fury. And now he's fighting Nate Diaz in August 5th. Like, that's going to be amazing. Like, he's come a long way, man.
Yeah, and I guess there's a Netflix documentary coming out, too, for Jake.
About him. Yep.
In August.
Yep.
August 2nd or something.
Yeah. Fuck, dude. These guys. I'm proud of these guys.
Like, yeah, if you told me that Jake and Logan Paul would get married and do all this shit, I wouldn't but I believe you.
What the fuck is this? Speakers.
Oh.
Even though Jake's still not engaged yet.
Jake has a girlfriend.
He's got a girlfriend, but he's not engaged.
My friend pulled the same move just to get views.
So, I watched Jake's video because Jake's been posting every Wednesday. He diamond tested the ring.
Oh, I
that
saw.
Gave,
I watched
that
it.
Logan
I watched
gave.
It, yeah.
It's like, bruh. And he joked around saying that it was fake.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude.
He turned the setting down.
Yeah, I'm like, dude.
And so.
Shit was funny. Talked about almost every single thing. In 19-20 minutes. And even then some, because we had a damn bell ringing.
Ow, ow, ow.
What the hell is this? It's a cup holder that lights up. What? What?
Nothing.
This? E-brake.
No.
My e-brake.
Yeah.
My e-brake.
What else we get?
Let's drop some plugs, actually. I know it should be the last, but let's just drop some plugs. You know, we're in the middle of the podcast. We might as well just drop some plugs. So, first thing first, I want to say, subscribe to my Gold Ninja 03 Games channel on YouTube, guys. We greatly appreciate it for the support. We also got a merch line going for the Gold Ninja 03 Games channel. And we're going to be getting some Matt and Colby podcast merch eventually, too, that we're going to be rocking in videos when we do some video podcasts. And right now, I'm actually rocking one of my shirts, my Gold Ninja 03 merch shirts. Go pick some up. It'd be greatly appreciated. Subscribe to the Matt Moore and Vlogs channel. That would be also greatly appreciated. Vlogs going to be coming out probably today. I'm going to be vlogging today. So I might have a video out today, or I might have a video out on Sunday. I'm there, so pay attention to that. Subscribe to the podcast.
He's gay to the podcast.
Follow the podcast on Spotify, Anchor, Apple, and Google. We are now on Apple and Google Podcasts, y'all, just so you know. So if you guys don't have Spotify, you don't have Anchor, you're listening on YouTube, watching on YouTube, if you have Apple Podcasts and you have Google Podcasts, go follow us on Google and Apple. The two biggest platforms for podcasts, we're on it. As for low as followers we are and as low as plays we are on the biggest sites ever.
Right now.
For Apple and Google.
Yeah.
Right now, at least. you can do your channel if you want.
Subscribe to Loki on YouTube. I'm gonna be starting my vlog channel at some point soon.
Every channel that we are mentioning right now is gonna be in the link in the description of the audio video in the on the YouTube, so you guys can go watch it or play it on YouTube, or you can play it on Spotify, Anchor, Apple, Google.
Mine's just simple. This is Loki, and then my other YouTube channel is Colby Valancourt Vlogs.
Which, speaking of, since we were talking about some names, guys, we need help renaming our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We like the name Matt and Colby because it kind of, it is us. Like, that's Matt, that's Colby. You know how it is.
Yes.
But we also want a name where we, it's inspirational to people in a way. Like Logan Paul, like how he has Impulsive. And then my friends Bailey and Chris, Imagine. Why do they name it Imagine? Because all we say every day of our lives, 24/7 of our lives, imagine this. We need one for ours. So guys, please help us with that in the comments section below of the podcast video, whatever you guys are listening in on that you can comment on. Do that. Help us figure out a name for our podcast that's really good and it's someone else hasn't been taking the name.
Exactly.
So help us figure out an inspirational name, something that makes sense and a good reason behind the name.
Plus, we've been stuck on a few things.
We've been stuck on a lot of names and we haven't even come up with anything yet. And we need some ideas, so if you guys want to help us, it'd be greatly appreciated if you guys helped us figuring that out. Because I do, like I said, I do like the name Matt Colby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's us. We're Matt. I'm Matt. You're Colby. It's a podcast. It makes sense. But it's too basic in a way. Like, mm-hmm. It's too basic.
Basic bitch.
We're basic white bitches.
Standard for Sanford.
Fuck. Sanford. We got a good baseball team, though. Fuck Sanford. Fucking hell.
I ain't moved.
So, this is the last question. Talked about it in episode 3. Is Colby staying or is he leaving? Are you going to stay and post podcasts every Saturday? or are you going to leave for a little bit and pop in here and there until you're okay to make episodes with me? I'd still be running it, by the way, guys. I'd still be running it.
Yeah.
But if you think staying on the podcast is a good way for you to get out of the real life to help you, then stay. If you want to focus on the things that are bad right now, then you can leave.
Probably going to focus on other things.
Focus on other things?
Yeah, I need to fix some things. Put some shits down so that I can... really wrap my head around this. Other things. I won't be gone forever.
Like I've told you guys in episode 3, when I told you that he could possibly be leaving, he will be doing some podcast episodes with us. Well, with me. Just, he needs to figure things out himself, and I've even said he would not want to see me stop something that I love doing, because he's not
in a good space.
In a good state, in a good state of mind. But the one thing I do ask before you do leave, you do the first interview podcast with me, and then you can leave for a little while.
That's fine.
And just pop in here and there. We'll update people, and you can message me something that I can tell them when I do a podcast. You know, every Saturday is going to be a podcast. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm going to try to keep that as much as possible, keeping it update after video on Saturday every day.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Anyone know what that is? Oh, that's Emily's trash. She needs to take care of that. So, don't think Kobe will be leaving. It's still going to be the Matt Kobe podcast. Just, I will be running it.
He's going to be Matt for a bit.
He will be on episode 5.
If anything, I'll pop in through FaceTime or something.
Well, he'll pop in through FaceTime, whatever. But he'll be on episode 5 with the first interview that we have. Which we got to figure out who that's going to be. We have 3 people that we can do right now.
Right. I'm just going to match them down.
We're just going to try to figure out who's got the best story to tell. And if we figure out who's got the best one, we'll interview them. Talk about it. But, yeah. So he'll be on the first interview that we have. And then after that, he'll pop in here and there. He'll call me randomly. He'll give me a text message to say to you guys and see how he's doing. But for now, it's just going to be, I could say, the Matt podcast. But I ain't doing that shit. I ain't running a podcast by myself anymore.
Right.
I've ran one for 6 episodes. 7 or 6 episodes. And I failed.
Yeah.
Doing it with somebody, I feel like, is helping me, because I feel like I've ran... I know how to do it. Mm-hmm. I ran a podcast before. I've done 7 episodes of a podcast. Just never finished it. And I've started season 1 with you. Mm-hmm. This new start to a podcast. And I do want to continue. Big time want to continue.
I do too. I just...
We also...
Don't know why so much stuff is going down right now.
Life. I mean, life gets in the way sometimes, and we have to stop things that we love doing.
Right.
I've done it multiple times. I've had my grandfather pass away, and I stopped YouTube for months.
Right.
And this motherfucker just pulled out a quarter out of my door of my car, because we're making the podcast in my car, and he looks at me and goes,
I said 1974.
Oh.
That's what it says on the thing. 1974.
He just randomly pulls it out of my door.
I make money up here. Sometimes. No, not all the time. Randomly. I found $46 on the ground 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And I used it.
for food. At least it was for food, not for something stupid.
I really want the Apex Battle Pass. But I only got $2
now. Well, maybe you shouldn't have spent $3.46. You could have gotten, oh, 10 for food, 10 for this, 10 for that.
I don't know. Food is more important other than. Yep.
But I think this is going to wrap up the podcast. How long is the podcast? 30 minutes? Not bad.
Not a bad one.
Not a bad one.
Usually like 20, 25 minutes. So.
Yeah. First one was like 45.
Yep.
So, yeah, guys, we're going to wrap up the podcast. Don't forget to follow us on all the social media platforms.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe. Follow us on Apple, Google, Spotify, Anchor. We'll catch you guys on episode 5 with the last one with Colby for a little while.
Gonna be saying ciao for a little bit.
Yep. And I'm gonna go start the vlog. I need to start the vlog. I need to do a vlog.
Have a good one, guys.
See you guys.